You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. It may be hot outside, but it's frozen on the Early Night Show today, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. A 45-pound pet African tortoise apparently got lost after escaping its owner's yard. Yeah, they found it later that day. Like, 10 feet away. Is that a thing? Like, you report one of the slowest animals lost instead of looking at your feet. It's probably right in front of you. In other news, I'd like to congratulate those leveling up in Jumanji. Yay! You will now face zombie fires. So, good luck! Something to look forward to for those still stuck in the Godzilla dust storm level. Good times. New York City is slowly starting to open up, which is great news for restaurants and other businesses. Of course, theater may still be months away at least from coming back. That means that there are lots and lots of empty theaters in the city. What do you think about bringing the Early Night Show to Broadway? I think it could be fun. So if you know the Schuberts or Niederlanders, please have them contact me. Of course, we could also produce a socially distant version of The Perfect Fit, the musical. Actually, exciting news to share about The Perfect Fit. Broadway Records will now be releasing the EP on July 17th, and I cannot wait for everyone to hear it. Speaking of musicals, we have a Frozen-themed episode today! Woo! My first guest was one of the original young Annas on Broadway. Please welcome my friend, the incredible Audrey Bennett, to the Early Night Show. Hi, Audrey!
Hi, Josh!
I'm so happy to have you back on the Early Night Show!
I'm happy to be here!
As a former young Anna who was transformed via the Early Night Show to a young Rapunzel with one of my favorite renditions of Waiting for My Life to Begin, I have to ask, have you left your apartment yet?
Okay, so I think about on the 87th day of quarantine, I did it. After 87 days of being quarantined, I swear, I didn't I didn't go anywhere. I didn't even step outside for 1 second. No, not even in my apartment building. So I went outside. I went to Central Park with my friend. We were all wearing masks. It was very safe. It was very fun, and I think we're gonna do it again soon. It felt so good to be outside again.
I miss being outside too.
Yeah.
When school's over, how do you plan on staying busy while staying at home?
Well, I'm going to be taking, a lot of classes, and I'm going to be FaceTiming my friends, and I'm just hoping to kind of just have, a chill summer and just do some fun stuff. Just FaceTime friends, try to see them. It's going to be, I hope it's going to be fun.
What is the first place that you want to go to when it's safe?
See, I want to go so many places. Probably, a park with all my friends, or one of my friends' swimming pools, something like that. Basically, just any place that has people. I just want people. That's all I ask for.
I've been staying busy with the Early Night Show and The Perfect Fit and listening to lots of great music and, of course, watching Disney Plus. I know that you have a great knowledge of all things Frozen since you were an original young Anna. Did you have a favorite part in Frozen 2?
Well, I, of course, loved the part where Olaf recapped, the whole plot. It was amazing quality entertainment. I was laughing so hard. And I also love the parts where, Kristoff is trying to propose to Anna, but, it keeps on getting messed up and everyone's just, fumbling around. I always thought that was very funny. Just, of course, everything. It's all great. I love it all.
While listening to the songs from Frozen 2, I actually came across a song that was written for Frozen 2, but didn't quite make the cut. What do you think about singing with me?
I'd love to.
Cool. Here's Make It Right, that apparently wasn't right enough for Frozen 2, but it's just right for the Early Night Show.
It's not you, it's me. The timing and the setting aren't what I thought they'd be. There's probably someone better for you out there anyway. Maybe I just need some space. No, I should just come out and say, I wanna get this right, baby. I wanna thrill you in the way you deserve. I wanna blow your mind, darling. I'm just having trouble getting up the nerve. I wanna give you what you want. I wanna be the man you choose. I wanna sweep you off your feet without puking on your shoes. Maybe I'll feel better in the candlelight. I gotta get this right. Swoon, baby. I wanna rock you with my righteous romance. I wanna set a mood, darling, but I'm sweating through the seat of these pants. No, I had planned to read a poem. I thought I'd play a little lute. Ooh, here's the thing, I got a ring I didn't bring. Oh shoot, haha. So this one very well, good night. I didn't get this right.
Wait, Kristoff, come back.
I've never been in love before, I don't know what I'm doing. I've never been too worldly in the ways of woman wooing. I'm freezing up, I'm blowing, it's not what I meant to do. I know how crazy lucky I am to love you. Gorgeous, funny, brave, and brilliant, beautiful, won't give up on anyone you. I wanna get this right. Way by proving I could be your perfect man. I meant to write it in the sky, I meant to get down on one knee. I plan to really try to be the opposite of me. But Anna, I will love you with all of my might. I promise you, here, I got that part right. Maybe we should do this on some other.
Kristoff of Arendelle, will you marry me?
You got that right,
baby. I want to thrill you in the way you deserve. We're gonna get this right, darling. As long as we're together, we won't lose our nerve.
I'm gonna be the man you want.
Guess what? You already are.
I want to make your life so good.
You're doing pretty good so far.
We got the hard part over with.
Now hold me tight.
Thank you so much, Audrey. Sometimes songs get cut from shows, but are still really great. Speaking of great, my next guest was seen on Broadway in The Lion King, and most recently in, you guessed it, Frozen on Broadway, until the COVID pause stopped it. Let's welcome Siri Marrero to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Siri.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on today's show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. How have you been doing since Broadway paused?
I wasn't expecting this quarantine at all, so it was pretty surprising. But now that I have a lot more free time, I've been drawing, reading, baking, and spending time with my family. I've also partnered with Broadway Cares to raise money for the COVID-19 Emergency Assistance Fund to help the entertainment industry. And those who would like to donate can go to my Instagram, @SiriMarrero, to check the link in my bio.
That's really, really great. Have you been able to participate in any like virtual theater productions?
Yes, I've been participating in virtual cabarets to raise money for those in need. And I'm also performing in some of the CODA production workshops and musicals.
That's so cool. Do you have any like new projects that you'll be part of this summer?
I'll be a part of CODA's virtual Peace, Love, and Cupcakes musical in July and CODA's virtual Night at the Museum musical in August. And I'm doing these because I love to perform and support great causes. And you can also check out the CODA website for more of the details.
I love Disney and I love Broadway. So I especially love Disney on Broadway. I also love the fact that you were in two Disney on Broadway shows at the same time. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was challenging to do two different Broadway shows in 3 weeks, but I had an amazing time doing it. I had to keep my energy up every day for the shows, and it was fun playing two Disney princesses. Young Nala was a fierce cub, and Young Elsa was a magical snow princess, and I loved transforming into both of them.
That's so cool. Do you have, like, a Broadway dream role?
Yes, my Broadway dream role is to play Jasmine in Aladdin.
You would be the perfect Jasmine.
Thank you.
Any chance you would like to sing a song from Aladdin?
Yeah, I'll sing These Palace Walls.
Cool. Here we go.
Suitors talk of love, but it's an act merely meant to throw me. How could someone love me when in fact they don't know me? They want my royal treasure. When all is said and done, it's time for a desperate measure. So I wonder, why shouldn't I fly so far from here? I know the girl I might become here, sad and confined and always locked behind these palace walls. Told to show devotion every day and not second guess it. If a new emotion comes my way,
so much, Suri. My next guest was also just on Broadway in Frozen. I'm so happy to welcome Anna Rae Haller to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on as a guest today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored.
Well, thank you. It's so incredible that you were just on Broadway before the pause playing young Elsa in Frozen. Can you tell us a little about the audition process?
Yes, well, the funny thing is that I didn't even know I was auditioning. I did a theater camp over the summer, and there was a big casting agent there in the audience, and I sang a couple songs for her, and she basically flew me up to New York for basically the final callbacks for young Elsa, so it happened really fast.
That's crazy. Did you work with any, like, specific programs to help you prepare for your Broadway debut?
I owe it this all to Broadway Dreams, which is a nonprofit organization. It travels all around the world and the country, and it's a theater camp focusing on one-on-one time with Broadway professionals. So it was really fun.
That's so cool. If anyone watching is interested in taking classes with Broadway Dreams, how can they learn more?
They can go to BroadwayDreams.org for information on their classes and camps, or their Instagram, which is Broadway Dreams.
Cool. I'm sure the whole Broadway experience, and especially the Disney Broadway experience, was magical. But is there, like, any extra special moment that you will always remember from being in Frozen?
One thing that I will always remember is getting to retech the show in February. As the new cast switched over and as the new leads came in, Disney decided to reboot the show, and we got to work with all the high-up directors and have a lot of more rehearsals and time with each other. So it was really cool because I got to retech a Broadway show.
That's so cool. When Broadway resumes, is there any, like, show that you're really, really excited to see?
Yes, when I was in Frozen, I barely had time to see any shows, but I made a lot of friends from all over Broadway. So I'm excited to see all their shows, such as like Mean Girls and Cursed Child, and I wish I could have seen The Inheritance, but sadly it closed.
Do you have any like dream part or show to be in either now, well, when Broadway reopens, or when you're older?
Yes, I've had this one since I was little and known about theater. I want to play Elphaba from Wicked. I love the musical and the song she sings, and I just love her character. It's so powerful.
I think it would be incredible performing as her. Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
I'm going to be singing What Bacon Can Do from Waitress, and I chose this because Waitress is one of my favorite musicals, and I also love Sarah Bareilles, and the dynamics in the song are amazing.
I completely agree, and I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Yes.
Cool. Here we go.
Make it work. Make it easy. Make it clever. Craft it into pieces. Make it sweet. Crimp the edges. And make it sour and served with lemon wedges. Even doubt can be delicious. And it washes off of all the dirty dishes. When it's done, I can smile. It's on someone else's plate for a while.
So much, Anna, and please make sure to check out Broadway Dreams. Speaking of Broadway Dreams, since everyone's are kind of on hold right now, it's been really, really fun to post new music that I'm writing on TikTok, as well as songs for people to duet with on hashtag Sing With Josh. For this week, of course, it had to be a song from Frozen. So shortly after posting, one person posted a duet, then someone else duetted the duet. Of course, I had to share it because they are both so talented. Here's our first TikTok duet of a duet starring Sammy Schneider and Autumn Capes.
Thank you. snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I've tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go.
That was so great, Sammy and Autumn. If you want to sing along with me, please make sure to check out my TikTok, at Joshua Turchin, and look for some of my accompaniment videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. Thanks again to Audrey Bennett, Suri Morero, Anna Haller, Sammy Schneider, and Autumn Capes. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on with the show. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, @joshturchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.